From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This is Alan Kern saying hello to you and welcome to Let the Bible Speak. I'm glad you're able to take the time to be with us as we turn again to Colossians 1, 24 through 29, to continue our studies on the general subject of a faithful Christian ministry. Today we turn to a very familiar text, Colossians 1, 27, in which Paul speaks of a rich and glorious mystery, which he defines as Christ in you, the hope of glory. A wonderful text that will take our attention this week, God willing, and next week as well. First today, however, we commence with our daily devotional Bible study, taken from Judges chapter 1, verse 15, and the words of Aksa, "Give me a blessing." Here's a good prayer for every believer. We need the blessing of God. We can't do without it. Wherever our pathway leads us today, we must have the grace and the favor of our Father in heaven. Give me a blessing in my soul, that I may enter into the full enjoyment of all that Christ has purchased for me. Let not my soul lie dry and barren, make it like a well-watered garden. Give me a blessing as I read thy word, and as I seek thy face in prayer. Let my walk be with God, and blessed indeed. Give me a blessing in my home. Let the presence of the Lord so fill my home that, as Moses says, we may there enjoy days of heaven upon the earth. In days when the world and the devil are attacking the Christian home, and when there are great testings of our love and loyalty, give me the blessing of household salvation and household commitment to Christ. Then shall we enjoy the blessings of unity and fidelity. Give me a blessing in my service for God. Without Christ, I can do nothing. Without the power of the Holy Spirit, I am impotent. I cannot stand for God's truth or seek the souls of poor lost sinners without the blessing of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Give me that blessing so that some word or deed of mine today will be used of God to further the work of Christ and to bring some wandering one to Him. Give me thy blessing. Thou hast promised that thy blessing is upon thy people. It is with confidence and great urgency then that, like Aksa, I lift this petition to the Lord today. Give me a blessing. And our thought for the day is from a great American preacher and theologian, W.S. Plumer. How strangely the Christian's blessings come to him. His strength comes out of weakness, his fullness out of emptiness, his joy out of sorrow, his life out of death.
Lord, I hear of showers of blessing.
Let thy blessing fall on me.
In each broadcast here on Let the Bible Speak, we offer some free literature. One booklet we mention is A New Beginning, and I'd like to say a word to you about it. A New Beginning is an updated version. By updated, I refer mostly to the artistic presentation of the material, though the text has been slightly expanded. It's an updated version of a booklet I first produced in the 1970s. Since then, something around 500,000 copies have been distributed, and the Lord has richly blessed it. The booklet is a plain man's guide to what the Bible says on the matter of how to be saved. With an abundance of scripture quotation, it's an excellent yet simple presentation of the gospel to meet the needs of the lost. But it doesn't stop there. It goes on to explain the biblical basis of assurance and to give instructions in the first steps of the Christian life. If you're not saved and would like help in understanding God's way of salvation, if you battle with the matter of assurance, or if you're a young believer needing help in the first steps of your new life, then this booklet will help you. We'll be glad to send it to you free of charge if you write or call and request it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. And our toll-free telephone number is 1-866-877-LTBS. 1-866-877-5827. We trust that you'll be in touch with us soon. And if you need to have one, we'll be delighted to send you A New Beginning.
Jesus, wondrous Savior, Christ of kings, the King, angels fall before thee, prostrate worshipping. First they confess thee in the heaven above. We would sing thee fairest here in hymns of love. All earth's flowing pleasures were a wintry sea. Heaven itself without thee, dark as night would be. Lamb of God, thy glory is the light above. Lamb of God, thy glory is thy life of love. Life is death if severed from thy throbbing heart. Death to life abundant at thy touch would start. Worlds and men and angels all consist in thee. Yet thou camest to us in humility. Jesus, all perfections rise and end in Thee. Brightness of God's glory, Thou eternally. Favored beyond measure, they Thy face who see. May we, gracious Savior, share this ecstasy.
In Colossians 1:26 and 27, Paul describes his ministry of preaching the Word of God to God's people as expounding the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Today we are commencing a 2-week study of this important text, and we'll show that the message we have to tell to the world is a rich and glorious mystery, and that the Lord Jesus Christ is the essence of this mystery. So, let's turn to the Word of God. We return this morning to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. And once again, we read toward the end of the chapter. We'll start at verse 24, where Paul, having said that he was made a minister of Christ and his gospel, says, I now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to this reading from his own precious word for his name's sake. Coming to this section once more, we now reach that part that I have mentioned in analyzing the passage, the rich and glorious mystery that forms such a fundamental part of Paul's entire ministry. You may remember that in this section, Paul is dealing with his role as a minister of Christ and the gospel. He has made it clear that he is a servant to men, but that he is a steward of God. And fundamental to all that he does in fulfilling these functions is the message that he preaches. Now, he has already stated that he was called, verse 25, to fulfill. You remember, we showed from his words to the Romans that he meant fully to preach the Word of God. That was how he saw his ministry, fully to preach the Word of God. That's a sort of a general statement, I think you'd agree. But now he becomes much more specific. You see, to the Apostle Paul, fully to preach the Word of God meant just one thing. Namely, to preach what he calls here the mystery of the gospel. Now this word mystery is a word that the apostle used quite frequently. Basically, it means what it means in English. It means, or should I say in Greek, it means what it means in English. It means a secret. It refers to something hidden. Now the question is, why does Paul use this word to describe the gospel? In what sense is the gospel of Jesus Christ a mystery or a secret? I have to confess that to us, that sounds something very strange. It's at first glance, a strange way to describe the gospel, which after all, we are supposed to proclaim to every creature. And in the words of Isaiah, we're to proclaim a message, the way of holiness, as Isaiah calls it, which is so clear and so plain that the wayfaring man, though a fool, shall not err therein. So with all that, is it not strange that Paul should call the gospel message a mystery? The more you look at it, I think the more you'll come to the conclusion that far from its being strange, this description of the gospel is in fact a very important one. And it raises some truths that we ought ever to maintain. So what I want us to do today is to turn to verse 27 and look at these words. Speaking of the saints, it says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory. That may equally well be translated, the glorious riches of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. When you look at that verse, you'll see that Paul is teaching that the message we have to tell the world is indeed a rich and a glorious mystery. That is, it's something which forever must lie hidden to the mind of man unless God graciously reveals it to him. But we're assured that he does will to reveal this to all his saints so as to unite them to his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the rich and glorious mystery. Let me remark this first and foremost, and this is fundamental to everything else, that Christ is the essence of this mystery. In all, the word mystery appears 22 times in the New Testament. Once in the Gospel of Mark. You'll find, of course, that you have it in the last book of the Bible, in the book of the Revelation. But 17 of the 22 occurrences of this word were penned by the Apostle Paul. And of those 17, all but one are pursuing fundamentally one theme. The one, just in case you come asking, is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where he speaks of the mystery of iniquity doth already work. But all the other 16 times that Paul uses this word, he does so with the express purpose of defining or describing some aspect of God's purpose of grace, God's gospel purpose in the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, to the Apostle Paul, the mystery was the gospel, or to be perhaps a little more precise, the mystery was Christ as he is revealed in the gospel. That is, Christ acting
Christ accomplishing according to the Father's gracious plan and purpose. Now, it's vital for us to grasp this because this is not how men use the word mystery. You must always keep in mind that in the New Testament, a mystery is a divine revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not some weird... Now, here I have to stop for a minute. Because that's a word that's undergoing change. Weird. The proper force of the word weird, and this is how I'm using it, has to do either with something to do with destiny, or something that is unearthly. I mean, weird is not just the length of your hair, or Mike Barrett wearing a mustache. Maybe strange, maybe unusual, but it's not weird, unless you use it very colloquially. I'm using it properly here. A mystery is a divine revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not some weird ritual by which an elite band of priests can lord it over the common worshippers in the church. That's how the Church of Rome uses the idea of mystery. In Rome, it is a weird, ritualistic institution. While Rome has hidden the gospel from the laity, her priests have controlled them by introducing what are generally looked on as the sacramental mysteries. These unearthly mysteries that somehow convey some supposed spiritual power, with the result that the people have become engulfed in superstition and rendered dependent upon the church and her priests for everything from birth to death and even beyond death in the world to come. Not only in Rome, but you'll find in other religions. That's how the idea of mystery has evolved. I don't want to get off on this, and I'm not really at pains to prove it, but I think one reason the apostle was happy to use this word so definitively of the gospel is that he could see that there was an assault upon the gospel from the incipient Gnosticism. It was just in the embryonic stages in those days. But he could see that there was this, what is called an esoteric religion, a religion of the elite, a religion of those who are inducted into the special mysteries of peculiar and particular knowledge. He could see that coming. And he could also see that there is something in man that naturally responds to such a mysterious thing. I mean, you've only got to look around you today at what's happening, and people are still being fooled by this sort of rubbish. And so Paul takes the word mystery, and he says, you want mystery? Here is mystery. Here is real mystery. What is it? Is a divine revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying, thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we Let the Bible Speak.